Hello, Eagles fans, and welcome to our coverage of training camp here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm Chris McPherson, along with the illustrious Bull Wolf, as we're going to check out the inside linebacker drills here during the early portion of this training camp practice. And, of course, all eyes on the two stars, number 59, D'Amico Ryans, and 95, Michael Kendricks. What do you think is in store for Ryans and Kendricks, Bo, as they enter year two in Bill Davis and the Eagles' defensive system?
Well, increased familiarity, and that's what they've been talking about throughout the preseason and the offseason. These guys now know the beats of the defense. They know where they need to be without thinking about it, and so they can focus on fine-tuning a few other things. For D'Amico Ryans, the story all summer has been about, is he going to play quite as many snaps as he did last year when he led the entire NFL in defensive snaps? The Eagles are trying to maybe work Najee Good in there a little bit, maybe play some dime defenses to get D'Amico off the field. He admitted that maybe a little bit he felt not quite 100% at the end of last season. Obviously, he never wants to leave the field.
Of course.
But he can acknowledge that he wasn't quite 100% at the end of last season. And for Michael Kendricks, I think taking on a little bit more of a leadership role, being able to call plays himself if D'Amico goes down or if he is the only linebacker on the field, I think we expect a big year from Michael Kendricks.
You were correct there with Kendricks. 4 sacks, 3 interceptions, led the league in fumble recoveries last season with 4 in that category. He is the dime linebacker, and he said that he is proud that the Eagles have given him enough trust. They trust him enough and feel that he is responsible and ready to handle that role, and that he's evolving into that leadership role, so to speak, here in his third season in the league. As we continue to look at some of the depth guys, obviously Jake not able to practice. Jason Phillips, number 52, sort of a person that kind of got under the radar here, signed as a free agent last offseason, supposed to be a special teams demon, tore his ACL, missed the entire season. Do you think that he can work his way back into the mix here?
Yeah, well, and it's going to come down to special teams for him. I think there's probably 3 or 4 guys fighting for that 4th inside linebacker job. I think Najee Good is pretty safely on the team right now as that 3rd inside linebacker.
Would agree.
And it's going to come down to special teams and who can be relied upon on defense. Is it Jason Phillips? Is he 100% healthy after the ACL injury last year? Is it Emmanuel Acho, who has shown that he can be a productive player as well? Is it Jake not practicing today? He's got to get on the field. He can't play the first 4 games. So the Eagles will actually just be able to hold him on the roster probably for those first 4 games, then make a decision come week 5, but he's in the mix as well. Casey Matthews, all these guys, it's going to come down to the preseason and special teams. Chip Kelly talked about it last summer. Those last few spots are not about who can be the best long-term defensive player. It's about special teams helping the team right now.
Yes, definitely that is the case. So it's all going to shake out in the preseason. And there's your look at the inside linebackers. Notice no rookies in the mix. So all players with some experience in the meeting rooms this year, certainly adding to the level of competition as they're not getting adjusted to the Eagles' defensive scheme, that they're able just to go out and play and let the best man win. That's going to do it for our look at the inside linebacker drills. For Bo Wolf, I'm Chris McPherson. Thanks for joining us on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.